Greetings to our listeners. In today's story, we, Time of Hope Radio, invite you to follow along as we continue with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, an invitation and challenging call to follow in Jesus' steps by Father Duc Gung Nguyen, are done by readers Danielle,
Quyen Mai, Mai Khan,
Quyen Yu, Kiu Vu,
and Phi Long.
5. Humility. Mother Teresa's humility during her life of service is one of her unique characteristics. Although she has become famous by receiving countless international awards, prizes, doctorates, and citations for her sacrifice and dedication to the poor, she never wanted to talk about herself. Mother Teresa always thanked God for being his instrument of love and thanked the poor for giving her opportunities to serve God. For example, upon receiving the news of being a Nobel Peace Prize recipient, Mother Teresa said, "I am myself unworthy of the prize. I thank God for letting the world acknowledge the existence of the poor and the works of love to be works of peace." Teresa, Joy, 161. When she attended the ceremony, she confessed that she was never fully comfortable in the limelight. "For me, it is more difficult than bathing a leper," quoted in Tucker 3. But she accepted the prize anyway, for the honor of God, and "I received this in the name of the poor and for their benefit." Teresa, Joy, 25.
Mother Teresa utterly asking for God's guidance, as well as using his will as the sure guide, never sought her own will, but only God's. "Dear God, when it comes to helping those in need, help me to see more than myself. I do not think there is anyone who needs God's grace and help more than I do. I need your help 24 hours a day." Teresa, Joy, 217. She knew that God would fulfill her prayer and provided her richly with all things she needed, if she was humble, emptied herself, and trusted in God completely. According to Mother Teresa, there are a few ways we can practice humility: to speak as little as possible of oneself, to accept contradictions and correction cheerfully, to accept insults and injuries, to accept being slighted, forgotten, and disliked, to be kind and gentle even under provocation, to choose always the hardest. Teresa, Joy, 406. For her, humility was a significant factor that the sisters should learn when living out the religious vow.
Although Mother Teresa had done tremendous work to bring happiness, peace, joy, and hope to the poor, she claimed no credit for herself and often considered her work as a drop in the ocean and herself as God's pencil, a tiny bit of pencil with which God writes what he likes. She wrote in The Joy in Loving, "I do not think I have any special qualities. I do not claim anything for the work. It is his work. I am like a little pencil in his hand, that is all. The pencil has only to be allowed to be used." She continued, "He, God, does the thinking. He does the writing. He does everything, and sometimes it is really hard because it is a broken pencil and he has to sharpen it a little more. Be a little instrument in his hands so that he can use you anytime, anywhere." For Mother Teresa, Jesus is everything, the beginning, the middle, and the end of her work, and of her whole enterprise. What she had to do was to say yes to him and follow his guidance. Generally speaking, this is not a very common attitude of those who work, neither for fame nor money, but from their hearts. As for Mother Teresa, she provided an example of the ideal of a humble servant and invited people to allow God's presence and guidance into their lives, so that all might become the instruments of God's saving action in the world.
Mother Teresa's humble attitude has touched millions of people around the world. From her point of view, she was only his instrument and loved to be his faithful instrument. God was her model of humility and service. It strikes me how God is humble. He humbled himself. He who possessed the fullness of the Godhead took the form of a servant. Even today, God shows his humility by making use of instruments as weak and imperfect as we are. He designs to work through us. That is not incompatible with humility. Teresa Joy, 351. Effectively, her humility has changed her opponents' hearts and converted those who distrusted God's work in their lives. Her humility taught all as Jesus taught that to be mastered. One needs to be a servant first. As Mother Teresa belonged to God, no matter where and what she did, everything should be done in the name of God. Mother Teresa humbly recalled a person who asked her,
"What will you do when you are not Mother General anymore?" I replied, "I am first class at cleaning toilets and drains." If I belong to Christ, and at that moment he wants me to be cleaning toilets or taking care of the sufferers from leprosy or talking to the President of the United States, it is all the same, because I am being what God wants me to be and doing what he wants me to do. I belong to him. Teresa Joy, 345.
Joy in service. One of the four conditions to be a member of the Missionary of Charity is to have a cheerful disposition. Edward Lee Joy, in Mother Teresa of Calcutta, a biography, stated what Mother Teresa said, "A joyful sister is like the sunshine of God's love, the hope of eternal happiness, the flame of burning love. A joyful heart is the normal result of a heart burning with love. It is the gift of the Spirit, a share in the joy of Jesus." 177. It is no wonder that despite living in a simple way, eating plain food, and working among the poor day after day, Mother Teresa and her sisters were able to sustain all of their challenging works every day by their joyful spirit. It is because when you are full of joy, you move faster, and you want to go about doing good to everyone. Teresa Joy, 267. Consequently, Mother Teresa encouraged her sisters to live totally surrendered to God and to love others wholeheartedly. The members of the Missionaries of Charity must always be cheerful towards everyone. According to Mother Teresa, one of the simplest ways to show cheerfulness was to smile. She often invited her community, as well as her workers, to keep smiling. One time, Pope Paul VI, in a written message for the sisters, which he gave to Mother Teresa during a private audience, ended by saying, "Yes, to belong to Christ Jesus is a great gift of God's love, and may the world always see this love in your smile." Lee Joy, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, 178. Therefore, Mother Teresa encouraged the sisters to serve others by sharing a smile. Let us always greet each other with a smile, for a smile is the beginning of love. Teresa Joy, 257.
Sharing the suffering of Christ on the cross was the most significant and encouraging source for Mother Teresa's joy. In Western countries, bearing the suffering of Jesus is not always acceptable, but for Mother Teresa, it was joy. The joy that helped her enter into deep relationship with God, understand others' sufferings, and to serve them with her whole heart. Although in the darkest of circumstances, when her ministry brought her face to face with a crushing weight of pain and misery. Mother Teresa regularly saw joy beneath suffering and hope where others saw only despair. She learned to accept suffering with joy, and it was joy that provided her the energy to do work of the gospel, caring tirelessly for the outcast. Mother Teresa was filled with inner joy, which she could not keep to herself. Joy is prayer. Joy is strength. Joy is love. Joy is the net of love which you can catch souls. She gives most who gives with joy. The best way to show your gratitude to God and people is to accept everything with joy. Teresa, Joy, 244. This is the secret of her success in working tirelessly with the poor, the dying, and the outcast.
Seven, kindness, compassion, and love.
Besides giving people food to live, Mother Teresa gave them the most important thing coming from her heart, which is love. Love brings happiness to each other, and people who love each other fully and truly are the happiest people in the world. Everything depends on how we love one another. Teresa, Joy, 167. According to Mother Teresa, serving others without love is fruitless. It is not how much work one does, but how much love one puts into it. Quoted in Literally, Mother Teresa of Calcutta, 180. What is important is not doing great deeds, but doing everyday acts with great love for God and neighbor. Mother Teresa deeply understood that she was sent to bring God's love into the world. Jesus, the Son of God, died for human beings because of love. There is no greater love than to give one's life for one's love. John 15, verse 13. God's love for human beings became a model of Mother Teresa's way of loving others. Knowing neither their names, nor the place of origin, nor their antecedents, the sisters always treat them all in a loving way. Playfoot and Gonzalez Bilotto, 28. No matter what religion a person belongs to, where a person comes from, what language a person speaks, they are all the same. They are all the people to be loved, and they are all hungry for love. Mother Teresa simply says, everyone needs to be loved. Teresa, Joy, 151.
Needless to say, Mother Teresa's life was an expression of love for the poorest of the poor. She always repeated that the great suffering in our world today is not from lack of material possessions, but from lack of love and care. For all kinds of diseases, there are medicines and cures. But for the disease of being unwanted, except where there are willing hands to serve and there is a loving heart to love, I do not think this terrible disease can ever be cured. Teresa, Joy, 284. Therefore, loving the unwanted, unloved, and uncared for with immeasurable love became the primary goal of her life. Love was the primary reason and final purpose of Mother Teresa's activities. She chose to eat as the poor eat and to work hard under poor and filthy conditions, so she could experience the sufferings of the poor and the outcast in order to love them with her whole heart and to share without expecting a return. Love has no meaning if it is not shared. You have to love without expectation, to do something for love itself, not for what you may receive. If you expect something in return, then it is not love. Because true love is loving without conditions and expectations. Quoted in Variety 93.
In addition, loving someone until it hurts was another underscoring of Mother Teresa's perspective. Mother Teresa often used the story of finding a person lying on the street who was eaten by maggots and rats. She often brought him or her home and took care of the dying person until death. Her places became stations offering help for both physical and spiritual hunger. A lot of men who come to our home arrive full of despair, but after the tender care of our sisters and the volunteers, they find peace in their hearts. So it is really a homecoming for them when they come to our houses. Quoted in Varde 179. All of this tender care led people to admire Mother Teresa a lot. It is so obvious that people often do pick up valuable things on the street, but absolutely not a dirty, broken body as Mother Teresa did. It seems that only those who have a strong faith in God's presence among the dying and those who have a deep love for them feel comfortable to be around the dying and feel responsible for caring for them.
Mother Teresa always insisted that love should be welcomed and practiced by everyone, and by doing this, the world would recognize the loving God who is merciful, compassionate, kind, and loving. In The Joy in Loving, she wrote, "Be kind and merciful. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Be a living expression of God's kindness. Kindness is in your face, kindness in your eyes, kindness in your smile, kindness in your warm greeting. To children, to the poor, to all who suffer and are lonely, give always a happy smile. Give them not only your care, but also your heart, and have a deep compassion for people. We think we do so much for the poor, but it is they who make us rich. We are in debt to them." Mother Teresa explained that she was in debt to the poor because the poor helped her open her mind and heart to see God in them. And most importantly, they gave her a chance to love and serve as God loves and serves humankind. Therefore, Mother Teresa chose to love the poor and suffering, which most people have not been able to. She taught everyone that love can be shown in a small way. Love does not have to be exhibited in an extraordinary manner. There are the little things of everyday life, fidelity, little words of kindness, just a little thought for others. Teresa, Joy, 274 to 275. From doing little things with great love, Mother Teresa became a person in whom the love, kindness, and compassion of the Lord was continually revealed.
Invitation. As Mother Teresa of Calcutta responded wholeheartedly to God's invitation and served him in the poor devotedly, she also invited everyone, together with her, to continue the mission that Jesus did for others. When Jesus sent his disciples into the world, he promised, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8. Her witness of serving others filled audiences with the conviction that all can do likewise, that the encounter with Christ's love never ends. It is offered to all again and again in the needs of every person who crosses our path. Mother Teresa was convinced that the work was urgent since the need was pressing. Today somebody is suffering. Today somebody is in the street. Today somebody is hungry. Our work is for today. Yesterday has gone. Tomorrow has not yet come. We have only today to make Jesus known, loved, served, fed, clothed, sheltered. Do not wait for tomorrow.
Tomorrow we will not have them if we do not feed them today. Teresa, Joy, 41. Her outpouring love for God and for others triggered her to invite all to do the same. The invitation must be understood through the fact that Mother Teresa enjoyed doing this task, and she wanted everyone to help her share and help others as she did. Her work has taught the world what it means to be rich in the love of God. Her spirit of giving has inspired many to follow her example and to join the missionaries of charity.
During her visits around the world, Mother Teresa planted countless seeds of faith, love, and compassion that would bear much fruit in the years to come. At the annual convention of the National Council of Catholic Women of the United States held in Las Vegas in 1960, Mother Teresa was asked to be a speaker. She urged the attendants to do something for others as an opportunity to do something beautiful for God. Gonzalez Bolado, Mother 9. According to her, the care of the poor and needy is not the responsibility of the state only. Rather, it is the responsibility of everyone. Everyone must be concerned with one's brothers and sisters' needs. Therefore, what a shame if one of our brothers and sisters dies of hunger because of our neglect and selfishness. We will never feel what the poor feel, because we do not have to worry about our next meal, about our clothes, our comforts. We have them all in abundance. Love means to share with others. Teresa Joy, 203. Mother Teresa rekindled and revitalized the gospel doctrine of love for one's neighbor.
One of the concrete loving actions that Mother Teresa did was to build the Nirmal Hriday, a home for the dying. Mother Teresa got help from many individuals and volunteer groups to run this project. Some volunteers were medical students from the West who worked there as part of their educational training. Others were professionals who simply took a year's sabbatical to help the sisters. Many volunteers, after staying for months of work at Nirmal Hriday, asserted, "They have never known a happier time." Gonzalez Bolado, Mother 71. Many missionaries of charity around the world found their initial calling confirmed in the atmosphere of love and compassion in Nirmal Hriday. This is an experience of a person who visited the Nirmal Hriday.
On the streets, they would be objects of pity or revulsion, but under the sheltering roof of Nirmal Hriday, which is more truly the sheltering umbrella of the missionaries of charity, are old people, scared people, critically ill people, but people. Without conscious effort, without a second thought, you can suddenly find yourself helping to do things you would never imagine you could do or would dare to do under normal circumstances. Doig 138.
From the early days of her missionaries of charity, Mother Teresa's invitation, both in verbal and active form, attracted people from every part of the world who wished to have some part in the work of loving service to God in the person of the needy. Out of this grew the International Association of the Co-Workers of Mother Teresa. Started in Calcutta, they gradually spread their network throughout the world. In 1954, the first group of active co-workers was established. The first of these co-workers was Mrs. Anne Blakey, the Englishwoman who caught a passion and a spirit for the poor that would fashion her as a supporter of Mother Teresa for the rest of her life. In the United States, supporting Mother Teresa's work was Violet Collins, who with her husband became an active spokesperson in Washington, D.C. for the International Association of Co-Workers of Mother Teresa. Nowadays, under Mrs. Anne Blakey's supervision, there are 40,000 active laypersons around the world. They meet regularly and pray and prepare supplies for Mother Teresa and her sister's activities. Their jobs vary from cooking food for the sick to organizing donations around the world.
The co-workers of Mother Teresa exist for the sick and the suffering. Mother Teresa happily called them her treasure chest. They were a means of spreading her message of God's love. They drew a great deal of support and confidence from her and gave active support to her service of the sisters by offering God their prayers and suffering. Mother Teresa encouraged them to concentrate more in giving wholehearted free service to the poor in your own area. Each one of you tries to find out the lonely, the unwanted, the handicapped. Maybe just a smile, a small visit, just to light the fire for someone. Small, yes, very small. Teresa Joy, 378. In addition to the International Association of the Co-workers Group, there were many other associations established to cooperate in the work of Mother Teresa, such as the Healthcare Co-workers, Priest Co-workers, Sick Co-workers, the Lay Missionaries of Charity, and so on.
Mother Teresa was so happy to see the joy and greatness of love in many volunteers who came to her with their own deep desire to serve. She humbly said that she would not be able to do her work without her volunteers. The only requirement for them was to be able to give their time and love to others. In the house of Mother Teresa, there was a poster which welcomes all to serve Christ in the sick, dying and crippled, and reminds them that they are only instruments for service, and Christ is working through them. It is not how much one does, but how much one puts love into the doing. Mother encouraged all, no matter what they had, nor who they are, with the love of God in their lives, to get involved in and to carry on the service to the poor. For example, in the joy in loving, Mother Teresa wrote to students in general, I pray that all those young people who have graduated do not carry just a piece of paper with them, but that they carry with them love, peace, and joy, that they become the sunshine of God's love to our people, the hope of eternal happiness and the burning flame of love wherever they go. Mother Teresa hoped that students would become bearers of God's love, share and give to others what they had received and learned from school. Furthermore, to all the young people, Mother Teresa spoke, I appeal to you, you the hope of our country, you the joy of our country, bring that joy with peace in our homes, in our countries, and we will be able to be the sunshine of God's love in the whole world.
To doctors, she said, have you experienced the joy of loving? You have a beautiful opportunity when the sick come to you with great trust and confidence, not only to receive a few tablets from you, but to receive your tender love and care, and especially when you have to make a sacrifice to look after the poor. Teresa Joy, 54. The bottom line was that everyone should become instruments of God's love for others. One of Mother Teresa's volunteers, Jacqueline de Decker, who got a doctorate in sociology from the Catholic University of Louvain and at the same time also obtained a diploma in nursing and in first aid. During World War II, Jacqueline had helped the British Army in the bombarded cities, most of which had been abandoned by other doctors. Despite her training and previous experience, Jacqueline admitted that, faced with the misery she found in India, she felt surprised and ill-prepared. The horrendous poverty surrounding her all but destroyed her. Quoted in Jurgi, Her Life, 113. Jacqueline met Mother Teresa at the Patna Holy Family Hospital just after Mother Teresa left the convent in Loreto. When she was preparing herself for her new vocation, learning to take care of the sick, Jacqueline wished to work with her and join her religious institute, but her ill health would not permit it, and thus she became the living link between International Association of Collaborators and the sick and suffering members.
Many other volunteers, after working with Mother Teresa and her sisters at orphanages, homes for the dying, destitute or leprosy, had deeply experienced human suffering and the needs of human love and touch. They came to understand that their work was more than changing diapers, giving medicine, or feeding and washing the poor. It was to love. The poor had food to eat at Mother Teresa's centers, but they were all hungry for love and human touch.
Mother Teresa not only invited and welcomed those who came from different age groups and cultures, but also those who were not of the same faith as she. She believed that all have the same responsibility to love and care for others. Therefore, all Christians and non-Christians are encouraged to do works of love and care for others. Her message to non-Christians was, every work of love, done with a full heart, always brings people closer to God. Egan, Such, 357. In Calcutta, Mother Teresa happily recalled that she had many more people now who were not Christians, but who came to her centers just to do humble work, to wash clothes, to cook meals, to feed the people. One Hindu man, the head of a religious group, said at a meeting that when looking at the sisters and their work when they were serving the poor people, and especially the lepers, he felt that Christ had come once more on this earth, and he was going about doing good. Another Hindu man, who came to the home for the dying, said, religion must be true. Christ must be true if he helps you to do what you are doing. Playfoot and Gonzalez Bellotto, 86. By living out the call to love with joy, Mother Teresa helped others to do the same as she did.
Through the life of serving the poor, Mother Teresa became an example of the ideal good servant to God and a model of a love-giving person to the poor in the 20th century. The world came to know her as a symbol of benevolence. Mother Teresa was invited to speak at many international gatherings and reach hundreds of millions of listeners through radio, television, movies, and the press. People around the world were inspired by her message, which came from the Holy Scriptures that God is love, that God created all men and women out of love, and he continues to love them, and that God is present in everyone, especially the needy. Therefore, all must love God and love one another, as God loves everyone. Mother Teresa gave no hint of feeling special, and limited herself to giving a sincere witness to her conviction that Christ identifies himself with the poorest of the poor. It was obvious to the audience and to her interviewers that her conviction fed her desire to see Christ, love Christ, and serve Christ in others. All around the world, Catholics and non-Catholics have seen in the diminutive Albanian the face of Christ in our time.
As Mother Teresa tried to do something beautiful for God among the poorest of the poor, her life also became the topic of many movies, books, and magazines. Those films, books, magazines, and television reports have touched and urged more hearts to love and more hands to serve the poor. Although Mother Teresa neither sought popularity nor shunned it, it is true that the media helped her to become what she was and in the process made her a media star. Although she did not want to be a celebrity, she let herself be photographed in the company of the rich and famous in the hope that her own efforts on behalf of the poor would be ultimately served. Had she not been constantly in the news, she could not have opened 600 houses in over 130 countries and still have no debt. The more people knew Mother Teresa's work, the more they supported her mission.
Mother Teresa's first 20 years of ministry passed essentially unnoticed, but that changed quickly in 1969 after she was interviewed by Malcolm Muggeridge, a renowned British author, journalist, and TV personality for the BBC. A film and a book, both called Something Beautiful for God. Following the interview by Malcolm Muggeridge, soon elevated Mother Teresa to international fame. In addition, at the screening of the film Mother Teresa at the 40th anniversary of the United Nations, the General Secretary, Javier Perez de Cuellar, presented her to the gathering with the words, I introduce to you the most powerful woman in the world, Lee Jolie, Mother Teresa, the Glorious Years, 27. Similarly, Time magazine called her a living saint, messenger of hope for our time, and chose her to be pictured on the cover of its end-of-the-year issue on December 29, 1975.
Besides becoming an internationally famous person through movies, books, and speeches, Mother Teresa was widely known through her numerous worldwide humanitarian honors. Edward Lloyd Joy exalted Mother Teresa when saying, "Perhaps no living person has received as many world-famous awards as Mother has." Mother Teresa of Calcutta, 287. She has been recognized as a proponent of world peace and appeared on the list of the world's 10 most admired women. In the country where Mother Teresa spent her whole life of service to the poor, her face appeared on millions of Indian post stamps when Mother Teresa reached her 70th birthday on August 1980. The most glamorous award was the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979. Lastly, and most importantly, Pope John Paul II waived the standard 5-year waiting period between the time of her death and the introduction of the cause for canonization. She was beatified on October 19, 2003. The beatification of Blessed Mother Teresa is the step before canonization or full sainthood. Undoubtedly, the exalted standing Mother Teresa enjoyed the help greatly in pressing her cause. Her life was hope for the unfortunate, an inspiration for all people around the world, and a shining star in the heavens. Mother Teresa's life was a symphony to God's glory. She left this life a humble but powerful person and entered heaven rich and glorious in God's favor.
Dear fellow listeners, we will stop here with the story of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, an invitation and challenging call to follow in Jesus' footsteps. For more information, we would like you to follow us on website www.mantmaria.org or www.mantmaria.net. You can also email us at mantmaria2000@yahoo.com or by phone with Mrs. Kim Han at 714-265-1512. We look forward to the next time we'll meet again.